Mr. Weasley kept close to Harry's elbow all the way into the station.
Right, then, he said, glancing around them. Let's do this in pairs, as there's so many of us. I'll go through first with Harry.
Mr. Weasley strolled towards the barrier between platforms 9 and 10, pushing Harry's trolley, and apparently very interested in the Intercity 125 that had just arrived at platform 9. With a meaningful look at Harry, he leaned casually against the barrier. Harry imitated him. Next moment, they had fallen sideways through the solid metal onto platform 9 3/4, and looked up to see the Hogwarts Express, a scarlet steam engine puffing smoke over a platform packed with witches and wizards seeing their children onto the train. Percy and Ginny suddenly appeared behind Harry. They were panting and had apparently taken the barrier at a run.
"Ah, there's Penelope,"
said Percy, smoothing his hair and going pink again. Ginny caught Harry's eye, and they both turned away to hide their laughter as Percy strode over to a girl with long, curly hair, walking with his chest thrown out so that she couldn't miss his shiny badge. Once the remaining Weasleys and Hermione had joined them, Harry and Mr. Weasley led the way to the end of the train, past packed compartments, to a carriage that looked quite empty.